Today, thousands of workers took part in a national day of action to protest a range of issues, from penalty rate cuts to the Australian Building and Construction Commission. Reporter Miles Holbrook-Walk went to a protest held in Sydney and spoke to high-profile members of the CFMEU about the day.
What you are hearing is the sounds of frustrated workers taking to the streets to protest against several government reforms that have sparked a national day of action led by the Construction, Forestry, Mining and Energy Union. But the CFMEU aren't the only ones marching in protest.
My name's Peter and I'm a member of the Electrical Trades Union, the ETU. There's been a cut on penalty rates announced, and penalty rates are one of the few things that actually make up a serious part of a lot of people's living wage.
Yeah, sure. My name's Amy. I'm the casual representative for the National Tertiary Education Union at UTS. And we're here to support the construction workers fighting the anti-union laws, the ABCC, the cuts to penalty rates. But also we're here because of the cuts to tertiary education that the government's still trying to put through as part of their budget.
But there's more than one issue that's aggravated union leaders to bring about a national day of action. Rita Malia, New South Wales Construction Division President of the CFMEU, believes there is a government agenda against workers' rights.
The purpose of the nationwide rally was to protest two things fundamentally. One was the existence of the Australian Building and Construction Commission, which is a special statutory body to break down the capacity of workers to come together as a collective through their union. And so we're principally opposed to the continuation of the ABCC. Secondly, it was about the building code. So the Commonwealth Government has said pretty much stood over builders and subcontractors.
With their backs against the wall, the CFMEU has declared they'll work with all sides of politics to stop reductions in penalty rates and other anti-worker policies.
Look, there are people in that crossbench who hold some of this in their hands. You know, they're not parties that we would normally support in a broad sense. And so there are, you know, aspects of Paul Enhanced policies that we abhor. But at the end of the day, these people are in Parliament. They have the capacity to get rid of the code. They have the capacity to reduce or diminish the power of the ABCC. They have the capacity to pass laws which turn back the absolute diabolical decision around penalty rates. And if they're prepared to listen to us and listen to workers and deliver to workers, that's Parliament and that's how it should work.
Protesters also stand against the government-established union watchdog, the Australian Building Corruption Commission, which Malia claims has led to more workplace deaths and that the ABCC has blood on its hands.
There is no doubt, I think it's 22 construction workers that have died this year. That's pretty much one a week. But there is no doubt when you have an organisation like the ABCC that tries to undermine the capacity of workers and unions to come together to ensure that there is a safe workplace, and they do it by threatening people with fines and penalties, that it will have an impact on safety. And so to that extent, we would say that the government does have blood on its hands.
Despite the thousands of people who have come out in protest against the workplace reforms, the issue is not one Australia is united on. Research fellow with the Institute of Public Affairs, Gideon Rosner, was highly critical of the CFMEU in particular.
Well, this is just another example of unions like the CFMEU seeking to maintain and protect their own privilege. The fact of the matter is that their business model has been disrupted by the reforms of the Turnbull government that have meant that for the first time in a very long time, lawlessness on construction sites is under fire. The antics of the CFMEU that are driving up construction costs for all Australians and the cost of infrastructure projects are being reined in, and we're actually seeing some accountability and some order restored to the construction industry.
Rosner also lamented the economic cost of union activity on the taxpayer, both at protests and on work sites.
Unions like the CFMEU are driving up the costs for infrastructure projects that we all pay for as taxpayers. An example is the Royal Adelaide Hospital, which, as they might know, has blown out by over $600 million. Has been subject to many delays, in large part because of the lawlessness of the CFMEU.
Rosner also believes the ABCC hasn't negatively impacted the safety of workers and rejected the accusation the Commission has blood on its hands.
That is fake news. That is extremely untrue. The introduction of the ABCC has nothing to do with safety standards, has not compromised safety standards, and what it has done is prevented unions like the CFMEU from abusing safety rules and regulations for their own purposes. Now, there was a story about a particular union that used a right of entry permit to turn up to a construction site with an FPOS machine. Now, I'm not sure what sort of safety could be carried out by a union on site with an FPOS machine, but those are the kind of abuses that we saw prior to the reintroduction of the ABCC. The claims that the ABCC has blood on its hands for workplace injuries is frankly disgusting.
With divisions stark, it seems neither side of this debate is willing to relent.
Here's to all the workers out there that were told they were going to get fined, they were going to get prosecuted if they turned up today, they were going to lose their jobs. What do we say? One, two, three and a bit. Malcolm Turnbull's full of shit. Let's hear it again. One, two, three and a bit.
Malcolm Turnbull's full of shit.
Not loud enough. One, two, three and a bit.
Malcolm Turnbull's full of shit.
We say bring it on. Bring it on, Malcolm Turnbull. If you want to fight, we're going to fight. There'll be more rallies just like this one.
That was Brian Parker from the CFMEU, ending that report by Miles Holbrook-Walk.